Good afternoon, everyone. I want to extend a warm welcome for all of you present here and to our guest speaker, Max Stephen from Australia. You are in one of the most beautiful parks in Europe, Park Rame 2. 10 years ago, this was a neglected, swampy, muddy land with the garbage everywhere. In Bosnia, we are known as someone who trash everything but fun. It can be valleys, like rivers, mountains. But we have proven that the opposite is possible also. From something neglected, transformed to beautiful. When I was younger, in my first books, I was writing how to change the world.
Nice.
And I thought once I write it, everyone is going to listen to me. But nobody listened. And then as I was becoming more and more mature, I realized I have to do only one thing. To change myself. Yes. And once you change yourself, then you change people around you. Once you give your personal example, then people follow with their own examples. Our district Ramne has become the place of the true history, the most active archaeological site in the world, place where we apply interdisciplinary scientific approach, place of true spirituality, not religion, place of healing, not big pharma. Place which has become the cultural oasis of the region. Sport, recreation, art. Place where we offer different concept of future. Imagine 10 similar places in Little Bosnia, and 20 in Serbia and Croatia, and 50 in Germany, and 100 in the US, we would change the world without the government. Those who expect that the governments will change their situation for the better, I have bad news for you. It's been thousands of years. They take care only about themselves. We need to take our destiny in our own hands.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I also would like to say a big hi to everyone. Thank you so much for Dr. Semir Osmanagić for welcoming us here in Bosnia, in Visoko. I'll just give you a little background about Max's tour. Basically, my name is Ivana. I lived in Australia for almost 20 years, and me and Max have been friends for quite a while. So for the last 3 years, since Max was in Mexico, I kind of thought how it would be cool that Max arrives to Croatia as well. That idea came to come true when I met my friend Sandra in Croatia, who was a big fan of Max, and who suggested that actually we might invite him to visit us and organize a tour through some of Croatian cities. So original idea was for Max to have a private visit, but then once the Max is here, you know, we thought we have to share him a bit with people who follow his work and know about him. So I just would like to know, all of you here, are you here because of Max? Have you been following, how many of you have been following Max's work? Quite a few people, great. So we did 8 cities in Croatia, and today we are here in Visoko. We had a great walking tour with Dr. Osmanagić, especially because Max has his big passion also in ancient archaeology and forbidden history. He'll tell you all about it in a second. All I would like to mention before he starts is that me and Sandra actually organized all this tour voluntarily. And for that reason, thank you. we thought it would be maybe nice to collect some petrol money and to give you something back to you. We created a little T-shirt. Our Time Has Come is the name of the tour. T-shirts are 10 euros. If you would like to support this, we would be really happy if you would get a T-shirt or do a little donation at the end of the lecturing event. Wow, it's really great to see this huge number. Thank you one more time. I always get nervous when I talk in public, so I'll stop now and I'll give my word to Max. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Well, great to see everybody here. Hasn't Sam done a great job with this place?
Oh, yeah.
Like, really? And it's all free.
Yeah.
Amazing. This is exactly what I've tried to promote for the last couple of decades since I've been doing this stuff. I don't have any commerce. I don't sell anything or anything like that on my website. I've done everything for free to try to kind of lead by example. And he's put this whole park together, which is amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, yeah, big cheers to him. Have we all enjoyed the last 4 or 5 years? Hasn't it been great? Hasn't it been great? Masks and lockdowns and asking us to get injections for a virus that doesn't actually exist and never existed. Isn't it incredible how they can get away with all this shit? Like, you don't even need a real disease anymore. You can just put it on the news and tell people that it's a disease and tell them that they got a mask and do all this stuff. If you don't do it, you're damaging the world, and they all do it. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible, you know. And 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Just 2 weeks to flatten the curve, folks. And here we are, almost 5 years later, and we don't even know what a woman is anymore, and children need to cut off their genitals. And we've got to eat bugs and insects and mealworms because this will save the environment. Stop farming, or you're going to run out of food. Think about that sentence. It's freaking insane. I mean, if someone wrote a movie script of the last 5 years and gave it to you, you'd say, bullshit, this will never sell, no one would ever believe it. It's way too far-fetched, and yet here we are. It's incredible. This whole pyramid thing, all the pyramids all over the world, all the way they're covered up in China, the way we're told their tombs in Egypt, I mean, the way we're told their tombs in so many countries. And as Sam said, there's never been a body found in any of them. None of them are tombs. They're all energy devices. History is completely different. And when you look at where we are and everything that we simply don't know, we can blame the governments, we can blame all sorts of things, but really, it's got to the point over the last 5 years that we've got to recognise that the real problem is ourselves. Yep. It's our belief in authority. You know, government only exists because people believe the freaking thing's real. It's crazy. They write all this stuff down in a book because they've got a fancy suit on. And this is a big, thick bind book, and it's got a fancy letterhead, and it's stamped by this other guy who's got a suit on as well, so you've got to do it. And we're like, no worries, I better comply. And look at where we are. What we're in right now, I mean, there's been so much happen over the last 5 years. I mean, I really think they pushed too hard. I was really surprised how many people went along with it. I was surprised how many people took the PCR test and took the jab and, you know, tried to police their neighbours and police themselves and did all the shit that they did. I mean, a lot of that was just to push us and see how far they could actually push us and get away with it. But I was really surprised that many people complied. But through the jab, this vaccine for a virus which doesn't exist, and now they're telling us, well, your AstraZeneca's admittable, we've admitted there's side effects that are hurting people. No, they're not side effects. There's no side effects to it because there was never a virus, so it was never a vaccine. These aren't side effects. They are effects of this jab.
Yeah.
When you look at the side effects list that came out with the Pfizer injection, remember that the first page was blank?
Yeah.
But then it ended up being 29 pages, all one sentence with a comma after each thing. 29 pages of one sentence in small print, and it basically listed every single ailment known to man. These are the possible side effects from letting us stick this stuff into you. 40,000 people damaged, debilitated, or dead in Australia. We have people dropping off on TV still. Sports stars, 20-year-old people, 30-year-old people dying of cardiac arrest. Doctors are baffled. You know, there's two meanings for the word baffle. You know, you put baffles in your motorcycle muffler to muffle the sound. Baffling is making something quiet as well. Doctors are baffled. What are they telling us here? Are they puzzled or are they being silenced? because everyone's too scared to speak out, because especially doctors, they're so much invested in this career they've chosen. It's been 7, 8, 10, 12, 15 years, their whole lifetime, getting educated into this allopathic medicine bullshit. And they figure out through COVID and all this stuff that's happened, hang on a minute, for the last 30 or 40 years, I've been slowly killing people. I've been slowly murdering people, weakening their whole body, weakening their body's ability to repair itself. Because that's really what happens. When you get sick, you're having a detox. Your body's repairing itself. It's not even really an immune system in that way of thinking. It's simply your body's ability to repair itself. This is a self-balancing, self-correcting system. You look at all that and you look at what they've actually done to us. What they do, they've got everyone to step away from reality, everyone to step away from history, everyone to step away from what they can see with their own eyes and to just go down this pathway, all because we believe their authority is real. And in the last 4 or 5 years, so many people are dying, you know, now transgender in kids. I saw an article or a poster the other day, a quote by a doctor, and she said, I'm paraphrasing, but she said, children who don't receive gender corrective treatment straight away may risk forgetting their choice of genders and actually living their life as the gender they were assigned at birth. Imagine the horror of doing that. This is like backward speak taken to the nth degree. How do you even define a statement? Or they may forget to be what we've convinced them they are and actually think for themselves, oh, fuck that, we've got to give them this stuff. That's what our society's become. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. 2 weeks to flatten the curve, folks. But all of this stuff has come out. The war in Ukraine, the genocide in Gaza.
Yes.
Oh, my God, this is horrific. I've got friends in Gaza. It's absolutely horrendous to see what has been done to these people. And it isn't a war. It takes two armies to have a war. Let's face it, in all the footage that you've seen of Israeli soldiers running through the streets shooting at empty buildings, have you seen one Palestinian soldier? No. Oh, no, they said us Hamas dressed like civilians. Oh, really? Perhaps because they are civilians. Perhaps because there isn't any terrorist force in there trying to kill you. These people have been slowly exterminated over the past 75, 76 years. Yes. And I've often said, you know, Palestine is the greatest moral dilemma we face in the world today. And if we cannot look into our hearts and deal with the moral dilemma, which is Palestine, then the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. And what you've got in Gaza is essentially a 15-minute city. Lockdown, war around it, all that sort of stuff. And I spent a lot of years focusing on Palestine, trying to bring attention to this atrocity and trying to heal it from that way until I realized, hang on a minute, Israel's a welfare state. It only exists because every politician in the Western world is supporting this state. The very existence of Gaza is a war crime. It's a breach of the Geneva Convention, the 4th Geneva Convention, section 133, I think, which says that collective punishment is a war crime. So every politician that is even supporting the existence of Gaza is a war criminal, supporting war crimes under their own law. And what they've just done there, the genocide that they're committing there, and the genocide that they're doing in Ukraine as well, and supporting, I mean, the people they've killed with the jab, the fact that they're covering up all these pyramids, the fact that they're covering up our history in every single major way they can, taking our children from us, teaching them that they don't even know whether they're a boy or a girl, all this stuff has caused a huge awakening within mankind. We're at a really turning point, a really pivotal moment, and a turning point in history, folks. We really are, if we choose to get involved. You know, it's a really good thing to know this, and it's all very good to like listen to people like me, listen to people like Cameron, Autodidactic, listen to people like Jason Brashear, Zarkaics, look into, you know, all the alternate media and find out what's going on all the time. I do radio shows all the time, I do walking talks, trying to bring information to people to see, help them see what's going on. But at the basis of it all, it means we've got to stand up. Once you're in possession of this information, you've really got to stand up and get involved and participate. That's what Sam's doing here. Trying to bring this whole community together by creating, this is like a free paradise. It's like an amusement park for children and adults and everybody who's able to think, you can come here and do all this shit for free and hang out with people who are awake and who are aware, create connections, create unity in your community. And something that I've seen in the Balkans, I've seen in Croatia, but I'm seeing in Serbia as well and in Bosnia as well, is that there's a real sense of family here. There's a real sense of community. in these regions of the world. And it gives you also a unique opportunity. See, what's happening here with this awakening, it's an opportunity for us to grow up, shake off the chains, realize we don't need parents anymore. You know, we leave our home, we get born, our parents are completely programmed, they're telling us all this shit, they teach us to respect authority. We go to school, which is just authority, 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 you must respect authority. You must regurgitate what we tell you about history, about life, about everything. If we don't, we'll give you a little pointy hat, you go sit in the corner, we'll throw shit at you. That's the mentality. And it's all peer group pressure. All these kids are in classes, their own age, no one's ever able to really think for themselves. Anybody who thinks outside the box is a lesser person. We'll grade you, you're an A-class person, a B-class person, C-class, D-class person. We'll grade you at the end of the year. Back in the old schools, like in country schools, there'd be 40 or 50 kids and they range from grade one through to end of high school and they're all in the one class. And they all emulate each other and look after each other. The older kids learn how to look after the younger kids. The younger kids find the great older kids and they emulate them. They learn from them. It's this whole communal family thing. They've taken all this away. The education system, and sending your kids to a public school at this stage of the game, folks, is tantamount to child abuse. It actually is. These schools are doing an incredible amount of damage to children. As Frank Zappa once said, anybody here like Frank Zappa? Frank was a god, I tell you, he was a legend. He kept me sane when I was a kid, when I was a teenager. That may be hard to believe. But yeah, Frank Zappa kept me sane. When I heard him when I was 12 years old, I went, oh my God, someone else thinks like I do. Who is this guy, you know? But he said, modern schools train children to be ignorant with style. They give you the criteria you need to be a functional ignoramus. You know, they just want you smart enough to be able to do the paperwork and dumb enough to accept what they feed you. If you go a little bit beyond that and start thinking for yourselves, you're going to get stomach problems and headaches and, you know. And schools deliberately and methodically try to weed out any hint of intelligent thought within the children. And then they churn them out to society. I'm paraphrasing with all that, but that's basically what he said. And that was in 1986. Okay, look what they've become now. Now we teach them that they don't even know whether they're a boy or a girl. You know, and all this is a huge opportunity, folks. It's an opportunity for us to grow up and step up to the plate and say, hey, we need to fix this. And you're not going to fix it by voting someone in or voting someone out. You're only going to fix it when you realize that it's all a fiction. It's all a meme. It's all just mind control. Even the word government itself, gubermente, control mind. It's mind control. It's people's belief in authority that is the problem. Anyone ever see that book by Larkin Rose? The most dangerous superstition, which is the belief in authority. And that's all schools do. Schools train you to be stupid with style, like Frank said. You know, but we think we can start movements. We, you know, even coming in and doing these talks and saying all this sort of stuff. And I've purposefully been doing really small little talks. We've done it all for free. Like the girls said, they're covering all of this. They flew me over here. They're paying for the whole trip, doing all this stuff. If you can buy a T-shirt from them, I'll give them a bit of a donation. Because they've driven me literally all around Bosnia. We've done 9 gigs all through Bosnia, and it's been a really, really good turnout. So,
Croatia.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. The sticky hands here has spoken. There's a story to that, trust me. But and it's nothing sorted. It's all very, very Bob Boy. But I didn't know what I was saying. But we're doing all this stuff really small and really local, just trying to connect with people. You know, I think a lot of people are familiar with my work, familiar with what I've been saying. I've been predicting this shit since high school. Like, honestly, I've just been, you know. And on all the shows and the Wolfen Talks and everything I've done, I've tried to keep it real. Just me. I'm just me. I'm just a social misfit. I'm a guitar player. That's it. I was never supposed to do any of this shit, but it sort of needs to be done, and so I'm doing it. You know, and I've come around here, I figure you don't need me to give a presentation, you don't need a slideshow, you don't need to show you how intellectual I am. You just need inspiration. You need to learn to communicate with each other, and you need inspiration and confidence in order to stand up to what's coming. And let's face it, man, it's already here.
Yes.
It's really already here, you know. And, I mean, I love ancient history. I'd love to be doing this. I'd love to be researching the pyramids. I'd love to be looking at the concept of Tartaria, all the ancient buildings, ancient energy, all that shit that I did for years and years. But what do you do? Once COVID happened, I went, here it is. This is it. This is the end game. This is a big event. I said that when 9/11 happened. I said, this is the beginning of the end game.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of the end game. When the Christchurch shooting happened in New Zealand, I said this shooting is different to all other mass shootings. This shooting signifies the beginning of the final move of the end game. And every so much was exposed on that video. You could see the government players. You could see the mosque owner driving away halfway through. You could see the police waving him through a roadblock. There's so much stuff on that video that exposes that the New Zealand government and the media are culpable of setting all this up. And it was done in order to censor us all.
Yes.
When that happened, I said, we're all going to get censored. We're all going to get kicked off YouTube. We're going to get kicked off all of our platforms within 3 or 6 months. I was kicked off everywhere within 3 months. And I'm banned now. I'm banned on Facebook, on YouTube, on LinkedIn, on X, Twitter, on SoundCloud, on iTunes, on iHeart, on MeWe, on just everywhere. It's Craig Getter. I'm banned everywhere. You know, I think I'm like the most banned person in the truth movement. Look, even that term, the truth movement, it's a loaded term. The truth is no one knows what the truth is, and that's the freaking truth, and no one will admit. Everyone's got something invested in what they do. I'm the expert on this, and I'm the expert on that. They've got the little rabbit holes in their little niches. The truth is no one knows what the truth is. The only truth we really know is that we've been freaking lied to for generations, centuries. History is a complete fabrication, and we're trying to figure it out. So it should be the freedom movement. It should be the freedom movement. Let's establish the freedom to find out what the truth is. But it's only going to come from here. It's got to come from us. That's why, you know, I'd love to be researching all that stuff. But we're in a state now of clear and present danger.
Yes.
We really are, folks. You know, there's no way to sugarcoat this. I don't want to inspire people. I'd love to be just coming on and saying good things. But listen, you know, your government wants to kill you, okay? Look up at the sky. Look at that shit they spray on us every day. And it's outrageous here through the Balkans. Like what I've seen driving through Bosnia, and what I've seen driving through Croatia has been literally mind-boggling. I live in Mexico. Chemtrails are banned in Mexico.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great. It's really good. But I've noticed here they spray like heavily grid patterns and all sorts of shit for 4 or 5 days, and then the rain comes, brings it all down on your crops, brings it all down into your water. I've discovered now that the barium and some of the stuff in there, aluminium, it's Same. Making people obese. And there's also estrogen they're finding in the chemtrails. So it's turning the frogs gay, like Alice Jones said, you know?
Yeah.
All this transgender, this explosion of transgenderism and all this sort of stuff, you know, it's pretty wild what's happening, folks. You know, and we can establish a new government, or we can vote someone in and sack this party or whatever, but ultimately, if we don't change what's in here, we're just going to come back to where we are. And what we're at the moment is a reset of the highest magnitude, mass depopulation event of the highest magnitude, and an opportunity for us to step into our heart and take control of which way this world goes from this point forward. We're always looking for saviours. And even with coming and doing these talks, and even what Sam's doing, what a lot of people are doing, people come along, they look up to you as a leader. And, you know, we don't need leaders. Everyone's going to lead themselves. Everybody is capable of fixing this. Like I said, I'm a social misfit. I never even finished high school. I shouldn't be doing this shit. But it needs to be done, you know. And I've reached millions upon millions of people simply by talking from my heart and being the person that I am. Not putting any airs, not pretending I'm the authority on anything. I'm just trying to find my way through like everybody else. But, you know, we can all do this. We can all do this. And even coming to these groups and coming to these meetings and coming to these lectures, you know, very often we come here and it was great. Yeah, we had a good day and we think we made a difference by being there. We didn't. We've got to take it back to our community. We've got to apply all of this knowledge to the community that we live in, away from this place, away back where we are. And we've got to lead by example in that community. I think of it as mycelium, like the fungus that grows just beneath the soil and then pops up in different places around the community, around the hill, around the world. In one way, in many ways, they've done us a favour by injecting all these people. I mean, you know, we tried to tell them, we told them for years, you know, if you take this stuff, it's going to hurt you. And I guess, you know, they're killing a lot of stupid people. So that's one positive way of looking at it as well. As much as I love people, whatever comes through the other side of this, it's going to be all of us. It's going to be people who are connected to reality. And that's a good thing. But anyway, getting back to what they did, I mean, When the Christchurch shooting happened, I said, I expect us to be kicked off all social media and banned and put over into a little echo chamber within 3 to 6 months. For me, it was 3 months. And I also said, and if we don't deal with what the Christchurch Shooters video has given us an opportunity to expose the government as a criminal to the now without any debate. You don't even need a conspiracy theory. You don't need to wonder and claim whether the bullets were real or fake or it was CGI or all this shit that happened with that. Don't need any of it, because right there on the video, it shows government involvement, shows their hands caught red-handed in the cookie jar. I said, if we don't go with this and expose this, then I expect the world to go into lockdown within 12 to 18 months. And that was in March 2019, I said that. And the world went into lockdown in March 2020. And what they did with the lockdown, what they did with the whole COVID thing, was they put all of the framework in place. How hard could we push these people? Can we get people to police themselves? Can we get people to give up their jobs? Let their grandparents die alone, let their parents die alone, wrap themselves in plastic before they hug their children. How much can we fuck with these people? That's what a lot of it was about. But they put all this framework in place, the whole control grid, they put it in place. Then they come along and they sweeten it up with climate change. Oh, for God's sake. Climate change. Climates change all the time. That's why you have a weather department, you know. It's ridiculous, you know. Man-made climate change. We've got to stop farming. We're going to kill the world, you know. I read something the other day that breathing is causing climate change, right? They want to get us towards carbon zero, carbon neutral. Well, whatever you think the moon is, whatever we're presented the moon as being, we're told there's this big rock in the sky. You look at it with all those craters, yeah? That's carbon zero environment, folks. You like that? You want to live there? Does that look very hospitable? Now, personally, I don't think the moon is any of those things, but that's a whole other lecture.
Yes.
But anyway, this barren rock in space, that's carbon zero. That's carbon neutral. We are carbon-based life forms. Yeah. Everything you see out here, all these trees, the animals, even this guy over here, all carbon-based life forms. Sorry about that. Just needed you as a prop. All carbon-based life forms. You know, carbon neutral is no life. There's actually a carbon shortage, massive carbon shortage happening on the world at the moment. I even speculate, you know, if the Earth is a living thing, as people say, or even if it's as the Vedic people say, even whatever it is, it's a system that keeps itself in balance. And I wonder, is it our removal of trees and our bringing back our carbon creation? We don't create a lot of carbon anymore. There's limits on it. Is this what's causing the volcanoes and things to go off? Like when a volcano goes off, it releases like carbon city, you know, releases like 1,000 years worth of carbon in a day, you know. Is the Earth doing that in order to bring things back in balance because we're doing our best to remove carbon? You know, and it needs carbon. The Earth needs carbon to survive. It's all carbon-based life, all of it. But they bring this in place. Then they're bringing in carbon points and carbon credits. Even when I got my last airline ticket to come over here, I noticed there, how I can do a certain thing to offset my carbon footprint due to the ticket that is being bought. So bringing all this in place, all of this sort of stuff. Then you get social crediting and social credit points as well. Are you posting things on Facebook that the government disagrees with? Well, you might be down on social credit points. You know, and now they bring in the WHO treaty as well, getting all of the EU to signing the WHO treaty. Thank God Bosnia is not part of the EU. Congratulations on that, folks. Yeah. If your government tries to get you to enter into the EU, storm the Bastille, folks. Replace them immediately. Do not get into the EU. It is such a scam, and it is milking the wealth of everybody through Ukraine, which is a whole other story. But see what they've done. I mean, and soon digital currency, smart cities, 15-minute cities, electric vehicles, all this stuff that they can say, you've got to have electric vehicles, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, because of climate change. If you don't comply, you're responsible for the destruction of the world. By the way, don't breathe as much as you do either. You know, so all this sort of stuff. And, of course, viruses. Oh, my God, look what we went through with COVID. All the people that are still dying of long COVID. You know, myocarditis, all this sort of stuff, symptoms of COVID, of course, just symptoms of COVID. Nothing to do with the injection that we gave everybody. And people will say this was an experimental mRNA vaccine. I don't think it was experimental at all. I think these people did exactly what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. This is a depopulation event, a deliberate depopulation event, and they're making up every excuse under the sun to justify it. Some estimates that I've heard have been 17 million. Another guy at a talk the other day said 30 million people dead from the jab. I did a couple of television shows in Croatia And a figure I got during those shows was 17 million people worldwide killed by this jab. You know, we see people that drop on TV, we see famous sports stars, we see people that, what about people in the supermarket? People that we don't even know,
right,
all over the place. So many people know people who've been injured by this vaccine. And it goes, I mean, like this talk could go on for like 2 or 3 hours, obviously. There's so much involved in all of this. You know, how the jab, right back 2 or 3 years ago, I was saying how the nanotech inside the jab, it's building little circuit boards in you. Now they're saying, did you hear Baller the other day came out and said they've developed a new mRNA vaccine, which they can now inject you with, and it'll work for everything, even diseases they haven't discovered yet. Incredible stuff. Thank God for science, eh? Thank God for medicine. What if he's right? How would that happen? So they can, with mRNA, with what they've done, they put in your body. I did a film a few years ago, like 10 years ago, where I talked about how they were injecting nanotechnology into rats and they were able to switch the genes on and off into rats by using radio waves. Mm-hmm. How far has it gone since then? That was 2010. It was just now like 14, 15 years later. How far are they advanced in that? You've seen the talk by Dr. Charles Morgan. Anybody seen that? Dr. Charles Morgan talking to West Point. Go to BitChute and just type in Charles Morgan, Dr. Charles Morgan. It's a brown kind of a thumbnail. It's about 1 hour long. He's presenting a lecture to West Point, the heads of military, saying how we can literally drive people, human drivers. We can replace their thoughts. We can replace their memory. This isn't tech we're working on. This is what we can do right now. Remember, he's giving this lecture to the heads of military. Okay, this is what we're facing. We're facing a world rampantly run by criminals. So if they're going to create a jab, which is going to work for all future diseases, that means they can manufacture any disease they want. If they put this mRNA in your body and they hit it with a certain radio frequency, they can cause it to release a certain payload or create a certain type of spike protein or whatever they want, which will affect you in the way that they want. See, there are no real viruses. The virus has never been identified. They've never actually been able to prove contagion. Out of hundreds and hundreds of experiments, they've never actually been able to get anyone to catch something from someone else. A lot of it is psychosomatic. You know, you start having a detox with people next to you go, oh, shit, it's time to detox. They have a detox as well. Yeah, and it's basically your body healing itself. And everything that they've done is to try to stop your body healing itself. But now they've got this mRNA stuff in you, they can tailor it to release certain payloads when they want them to. They can create viruses and create diseases from the inside out. That's what they're going to do. I put out a film in 2010 or 2012 called Transformation. And in that film, I was talking about what a great delivery system vaccines are and how this whole transhumanist agenda they've got on the plate, people think it's going to be add-ons and brain chips and stuff like the Borg. And I said, no, they're going to modify us from the inside out by changing our cell structure, doing it on a genetic level. And that's everything they're doing for us. When it goes so deep, even I've done talks about the nature of consciousness, how your consciousness isn't local to your body. It exists out here in the field. This is just a vessel that I'm given by God or whatever the creator is, whatever the source is, to experience this experience. But you can take a kidney out of my body and put it in your body and you'll start experiencing aspects of me. You might find you something like Mexican food. Or you like playing guitar, you become a Zappa freak when you used to listen to classical. You know, because that's aspects of me would have been downloaded into that organ that you've got in your body. That's how that works. Right? We are electrical beings. If you've got DNA in your body and it's tuned to the field, and that DNA in my body downloads the frequency which is max, and that's what I experience. But then the government comes along, they tell me there's a terrible pandemic and I need to stick this thing, jab it up halfway into my brain, weaken the blood-brain barrier, and get a DNA sample and take it off.
Yep.
And then they come along and they give me a jab, which is an mRNA jab, which splices itself into my DNA, my aerial, that is tuned to my frequency, and it tunes it to a different station. And they get that DNA off that PCR test, which isn't a test. Polymerase chain reaction is where it is. Polymerase chain reaction. How do you have a polymerase chain reaction test? Doesn't work. So they had to call it PCR test. Sounds very official, you know. Then they get that and they put that on their Cray computer, their supercomputer. And I did a film in 2010 where I showed you they're growing brain cells on circuit boards. and they're using DNA as chips because you can store a million times more information on a DNA chip than you can a silicon chip. A lot of people say, you know, my sister had the jab, and she's still my sister, but it's a little different now. Things have just changed. These people are a little different now, and they're all repeating and parroting the same things. What if they get that frequency and it's now on their circuit board, and they pump whatever thoughts or whatever stuff they want to into the person who's had their antenna changed to the circuit board? You know, and it's not so far-fetched to think of. When you look at the possession experiment, you look at human drones, you look at the talk that Charles Morgan was talking about, look at the data that was coming out of MIT 15, 16 years ago, and you see all this is completely possible. So what if that's what they're doing? You've seen some of the people that had the jabs and they do that spinning thing, and then they fall over and collapse and start shaking on the ground. I wonder, what are these people seeing? They look like they're seeing something. I mean, it could be some sort of a cerebral hemorrhage or something like that. I'm open to it. But, you know, they all look like they're seeing something. I wonder, are these people being captured into a mainframe? Is that what's happening? You know, living in a virtual world. If you're in a virtual world now, would you know it? That's the thing. But when you look at all this technology and all this stuff that they're doing and weaponizing of all this, and even talking about the New World Order and bringing in a world police force and a world army. Well, if you've got one world government, what do you need a world army for? Who are they going to fight if there's only one government? You know, what's the point of this? It's for the people. And all the police and all the army, all the military that are doing this, they're getting replaced by robots and dogs and mounting those machine guns on the belt. You know, wonderful stuff. Then you've got people like Bill Gates, like one of the richest men on earth. What does he spend his money on doing? Trying to block out the sun, making genetically modified mosquitoes, mRNA vaccines, and GMO food. Great effort, Bill. Thanks for coming. I mean, imagine what you could do with the money this guy's got. You could literally change the world, and unfortunately, he is. It's just that he's changing in all the wrong ways, in all the wrong directions. So you see what we're up against. We're up against a whole bunch of shit, folks. We really are. And it's really coming down fast. You know, and looking for people to lead the way out. No, we've got to lead ourselves. We've got to lead ourselves through this whole thing. It's an opportunity for us to grow up and to become human. And to use our platform, use the voices that we can get to, the minds we can get to, the consciousness we can get to inspire them to stand up and realize that you don't need parents anymore. Your government is killing you. You can ignore it if you want to. Just keep going off and researching ancient history and doing all this stuff. In a few years, you won't be able to research ancient history because they would have blown it all up and they would have just probably killed you and your family and everybody you know through these jabs and all this bullshit they're doing, spraying the sky, doing all this stuff they're doing. You can't ignore it, folks. You really can't ignore it. I mean, that's why I started doing what I'm doing, so because it needs to be done. And I'd love to be continuing on the path of all that stuff that I used to talk about. I did it 5, 10 years where I was talking about consciousness and, you know, what it means to be human and trying to help people to wake up and remember who and what they are, which is all I've ever done. You know, so much of the stuff that I say when I talk about conscious things and spirituality and stuff, people go, wow, it's like I already knew that. And I'm like, yeah, you did. I'm just trying to help you remember that. You know, because really there's only one of us here. There's only one self. We're all part of the self. Now, if we live cooperatively, stop competing with each other, stop thinking we know the truth. Like I said, the truth movement, it's a loaded term. It's a whole bunch of people arguing over their belief systems. But no one's really free enough to know what the truth is. All we know is that what they're telling us, that ain't the fucking truth. No way. So it's an opportunity, folks. We've got to seize this opportunity. And what's going on in Ukraine as well? Like, the depopulation and the genocide that's going on in Gaza is also happening in Ukraine. Ukraine is a total scam. I don't know how many people have really looked at what's going on over there, but it's a total scam. It's a depopulation. You're going to fight to the last Ukrainian. Or you're going to kill down to the last Ukrainian. Hijacking people off the street. I mean, you've seen some of the videos of people being conscripted by the army, just guys walking home from work, and suddenly the army stops and grabs them and throws them in a van. They've got to fight their way out of it. It's just ridiculous. They developed, I mentioned on one of my reports a few months ago, they've actually gone leaps and bounds ahead and they've developed special body armour for pregnant women. That's really confidence inspiring. When we send pregnant women to the front to murder and kill and get shot at, we're going to give them pretty good body armour. That's really nice to know. That's how far they've taken it in Ukraine, folks. Now, what's happening in Ukraine? You've got all these European nations have been, money's been pulled out, it's been sent to Ukraine, and All of our governments are doing it. It's just crazy. But what they're not sending money to him. They just give him a blank check. And what he does is he spends that money on weapons from the companies, the people, the countries who gave him the aid. Like if the United States gives him $1.6 billion in aid, he spends about $1 billion of it on weapons from US companies. And they send him all their old stock, because all this stuff's got a shelf life. You know, Lockheed Martin, all the Raytheon, all these companies make all these weapons. You can't just leave them sit here. These are bombs and bullets. They want to blow up, you know? And they will if you just leave them sit there for too long. So they move them all over to Ukraine. He puts them all in one big weapons dump. Then Putin comes along and bombs them. Oh, we need more weapons. Yeah, and they're draining the economies of all of Europe, all of America, England, Australia, Canada, all this stuff. And while they're doing it, we've got to ensure that Ukraine maintains its sovereignty or it'll be the end of the world. While they're destroying the sovereignty of every country within the European Union by saying, come and join the European Union. And by the way, once you've done that, please sign all your sovereignty over to this corporate entity, the WHO, which is going to determine that you need a vaccine in order to fill out your little social thing so you can even log online when your digital ID comes in place. You know, this is what they're doing, folks. It's a scam. The knife attacks happening in Australia and all this sort of stuff has been happening around the world. Now we're hearing about knife attacks everywhere. Of course we are, because this means we need more censorship. We need more surveillance. They're saying now in Australia, you're going to have to produce 100 points of ID in order to get a license to log on to social media. Starts off with just social media. A guy in England, I think, went and got his car service, his e-vehicle service, and it got a map update while it was in there. And when it came back, he started looking through the new rules and guidelines and said, oh, by the way, your car is now equipped with geosensing or geofencing. Great stuff. He's going, okay, geofencing. And, oh, yeah, but we'll only use it. We'll never use it. It'll never, you know, you've got to turn it on yourself. It will never be used except where required by law, which nulls out the whole thing, which means the next time the government calls a pandemic, they tell you you've got to stay within 15 minutes of your home. Well, you're going to be able to turn your car off. You'll find that your digital currency, your card, won't work once you get outside your digital zone. You're going to have your 100 points of ID in order to log on and even learn about the Bosnian pyramid to get online. If you've got crypto, you're going to need 100 points of ID to be able to log online. You're going to need to be biometrically scanned to log online. And guess what? If you're not up on your social credit points and your carbon footprint is not acceptable and you are not, of course, up on your vaccinations, then you won't get your digital ID and be able to log online to begin with. And we'll have a digital barrier in place so that you will not be able to access any of the abundance of this earth without us approving of you to get by this digital barrier. That's what we're heading for, folks. Sorry I can't sugarcoat that, but the world needs to wake the fuck up and stand the fuck up and realize that this world is run by criminals and you don't actually have to do what they say. Even if government had any validity, which it doesn't, but even if it was more than an idea, I think in the last few years they've invalidated their position. I think they've abdicated their privilege to govern. They tell you your rights are a privilege and their ruling is a right. No, their ruling is a privilege. We actually elect these people as our elected representatives to run the country the way we would like to have it run, to be services of infrastructure is the basic thing the government needs to do, and to provide remedy if crime is committed. Most crime is created because people are in a state of shortage, which is all created by the government. And the government claims to get its powers from we the people. We only have the power that the people delegate to us. I don't have the ability to put you in a cage and tell that if you don't pay me money, I'm going to get her to go beat the shit out of you and put you in a cage. I'm going to extort you for money. If you don't pay me, I'm going to get someone to beat you up and put you in a cage. I don't have that power, so I can't delegate that power to a politician. They just make it up. The world's run by criminals, folks. Even when the crypto stuff was happening and I could see where this was going, I thought, well, yeah, in a real world that is run the way it looks on the surface, crypto is a great idea. Sure it is. But the world is run by criminals. And if you continue to create this, they're going to let you create it, and it's going to be great. And they're going to, while you're doing that, they're going to build an umbrella over the top whereby they're going to control everything you do. And they can control this whole system. And it's called social crediting. And I was saying this back in 2016. You know, you're going to keep going down this rabbit hole and thinking that we're all going to be living in a world like the Jetsons by 2022. But if you haven't factored in the fact that the world is run by criminals, then you're already lost. You've already screwed. Like, with everything we want to do, we want to transition the world into a better place. But if the criminal cabal masquerading as government is still in place during this transition, then we've already lost. We really got to pay attention to our environment, folks. We really do. And like I said, it's just an idea. Government is just an idea. You know, if you can be a shining light in your community, and you can be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be, lead by example in everything you do, then you can change the world. You'll have people around you wanting to emulate that. I've even been suggesting doing things like people's mandates. You could write a people's mandate to the Bosnian government and say, hey, we require you to absolutely, under no circumstances, should you sign this WHO treaty. If you do, you'll have abdicated your privilege to govern. We will express a loss of confidence in your government's ability to govern. We will take whatever steps are necessary to remove your government and have it replaced by people of integrity, because obviously you have none. And by the way, if you're supporting what's going on in Gaza, if you supported the concept that there was a pandemic, if you push this vaccine on anyone, then you've abdicated your privilege to govern anyway. So show me how you have any freaking validity at all. And get the fuck out of the building. You know? Down with authority. You know? I mean, I'd like to say we should move the world to anarchy, self-governance.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Unfortunately, the world is full of very, very stupid people. And it's like being dead. Being stupid is like being dead. You know, when you're dead, it's not bad for you. You don't know you're dead. It's just terrible for everyone around you. It's the same with stupidity. If you're a really stupid person, you don't know you're stupid, but it's really fucked up for everybody around you. You know? And like John Cleese said, the problem with being really genuinely stupid is that there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. You know, so what would happen if we just went to anarchy and there was no government at all? It would be chaos. It would be a lot of death. It would be a lot of pain. It would be a lot of hardship. That's no way to move into your heart. You know, we need some sort of a government, but run by people like elders, wise people. And the first thing they need to do is institute a proper education system whereby children are taught what is real and what life is about, not taught to be little cogs in the big machine. You know, and it's going to take one or two generations to get us out of this mess. It's taken a lot more to bring us into this situation. And it's going to take a little while to get us out of this situation. But I think if we really step into what it means to be human, remember who and what we are. These guys in office, you don't owe them any obedience. They've abdicated any privilege that they ever had. But the problem is we don't call it. We'll petition them. Don't petition them. Mandate them. Do this or fuck off. Simple as that. You know? And we've got to grow up enough to say that. You know? It's really come down to that, folks. Like I said, there's no way to sugarcoat this. And there's enough people in the truth movement, the freedom movement, the alternate media. If everyone could get a handle on just how serious this situation is and would alert their audience that this is the time to stand up. You want to investigate pyramids? Stand up to your government now, because they're the ones who covered them up. You want to deal with vaccine damage? Stand up to your government now. You want to know about Tartaria? Stand up to your government now. You know what shape the earth is? Stand up to the government now. All this argument over whether the earth's round or flat, I don't, folks, it's a prism. I don't give a shit whether it's round or flat. And that's a really interesting argument and a divisive point in the so-called truth movement. Okay, but what difference does it make? Let's establish, okay, the earth's flat. The whole world knows the earth's flat. Okay, now what? You're leaving? No, you're not, you know? And I believe that this is a projection. There's really only one of us here. This is like the mind of God. You're all a thought in the mind of God. This is God experiencing itself subjectively, coming down into this amnesiac experiment and seeing what we can come up with, you know? So with that, it's a huge opportunity. We're clearing out the baggage. And it's a projection. If enough people believe the Earth's a globe, it'll be a globe. If enough people believe it's flat, it'll be flat. If enough people believe it's an onion, it'll be an onion. If enough people believe we're riding on space from the back of a turtle, then that's what will happen. But ultimately, it doesn't affect your path through this realm. And what you came here to do was to grow your soul, to learn how to choose between good and evil. It's really simple. It's that freaking simple. Like I said, we can create a new system, we can create new this, new that, new rules, whatever. If we haven't changed what's in our heart, we end up back where we started. But if we change what's in our heart and how we apply ourselves to the people around us and the world around us, we don't have to change the system. The system has to change around us.
Yeah.
Imagine if no one on earth, everybody on earth, refused to accept wrong behavior from now on. Everybody refused to comply with any legislation, any rule, any demand, anything which caused them to step outside their moral compass. Anything is to cause harm, injury, or loss to another person. It was simply a reflection of myself that I will refuse to comply with that. Now, I won't just refuse to comply with it. I'll go up a food chain and find out who enacted this fucking ridiculous bullshit. And let's get you out of the building straight away, replace you with a person of integrity. I always said the best thing to do with all the politicians, folks, is get them all. Get all the people who support this shit, put them all on Christmas Island, give them all a hammer, and let them have their war. We could film it. Reality TV show. It'd be the highest rating show in all of American history. That's how to do it, you know. We've got to stop abiding by the dictates of these people and realize that what we came here to do is choose between good and evil. And the reason the world's got the way it is, because, you know, collectively we've reached a point of almost spiritual bankruptcy. We really have. I mean, you've got little oases like this, which is great. You don't see enough of this around the world. I've met some fantastic people, and they've been good talks, full, packed, like people can't even get in on some of them. But still not enough. Not enough people know what's going on. But even with that, I mean, I don't think we need everybody to know what's going on. I think we just need to shine our lights. And with all these gatherings that you have here, if there's anybody here that even you looked at nice and you got a connection and a vibe from them, get their address, get their phone number, get something going on with them, create support groups, people you can ring up and talk to and stuff. Three ladies here didn't even know each other before the whole COVID narrative happened. The world suddenly turned pear-shaped. They're protesting in the streets and they just connected with each other. And now there's this whole community of people who never knew each other before. So the opportunities in all this is incredible. Yes. Did you know that the Chinese word for crisis and opportunity is interchangeable? There's opportunity in all crisis, folks. And we're at a turning point in history. So, you know, I think a lot of all this stuff that's happened has been because we've chosen evil. We've chosen the easy way out. We allow ourselves to do what we're told all the time. You know, and every time you comply with some legislation or some rule or directive that you know is wrong, but you do it anyway, you just give away a little bit more of your soul. Yes. Do we get people just walking down between the lines, too scared to look left or right or do anything or express themselves in any way, shape or form? You know, and, you know, they do that just so they can stay a little bit longer in the prison. Crazy. It's really crazy. Now with AI and all the stuff that's happening, you've got AI now composing songs. Country songs, blues songs, rock songs, symphonies, doesn't matter what you want, AI can compose it for you. They're removing all creative input from everybody. That's what they did when they started MTV and video clips and stuff. You know, I can listen to a song from my childhood, like whether it's a Beatles song or a Led Zeppelin song or whatever. I can just hear that song and I can smell what I smelt the first time I ever heard that song. I can taste and feel the energy that I was in when I first heard that song. Now you just immediately think of the video clip. It takes all creative input away from the art of music, the art of everything. And even the music that we've got, a lot of it is people expressing their art, expressing themselves. All this changed when they got about five or six songwriters to start writing the entire top 40 chart, and they stuck to that. And now it's being written by AI. They're taking all creative human input out of the equation. You've got young kids who are happier texting to each other than they are talking to each other when they're just sitting across the room from each other. It's crazy, folks. It's really crazy. I've been saying for years, throw away your smartphone. Your smartphone is the gateway to that world they want to get you into, and we're fast being moved in with folks. But again, it's a great opportunity. I mean, it's all laid so bare now. This is the apocalypse, the great unveiling, the revealing. If you ever doubted the world is run by a bunch of criminal morons, I give you the last 5 years. Thanks for coming. You know, it's really that simple, folks. You've got to see it. You've got to see it for what it is and see the opportunity it gives to you to shake off the chains. Shake off the chains and be you. Be the you that you always wanted to be, the you you've always dreamed of, because you can. There's nothing stopping you. When you say to people, what have you wanted to do most in your life? And they'll go, oh, this, this, and this. Why haven't you done it? Well, it's been this and this and this and this and this. All reasons that they create for themselves. It's ridiculous. I mean, I did it. I'm a living example. Guilty, absolutely guilty. The first 40 years of my life were a freaking train wreck. People used to say to me, Max, you've got more talent in your little finger than most people have in their whole family. Why is your life such a mess? It's because I didn't believe in myself and I had this stake in the outcome of everything. Then I realized that life is simply an emotional mirror. It's an energetic mirror. This is an electric universe. And what you put into the field will be mirrored back to you.
Yeah.
or you put into the field, others download into themselves to create their own reality. It's all energetic, it's all electrical. And if we realize that, we've got this. Now, if everyone just had this epiphany and said, oh my God, I have value, and all this is just a projection, and I'm in all this state of stress and all this shit because I'm worried about stuff that I have absolutely no stake in the outcome of. I'm only here for a breath. For God's sake, I'll be dead in a minute. I was born like 66 years ago. It feels like a few months. I remember being a kid just the other day. If I'd known the ride was this short, I doubt that I even would take the fare. You know? You're only here for a moment, and what it's about is growing your soul and choosing between good and evil, and the path that you're on is the place you're supposed to be. That enlightenment, that place you all want to get to, it's the path you're on, but you're missing that. Worried about the past, worried about the future, worried about all this shit. It's your energetic state now, what you're complying with right now. What energy are you in when you're complying with all this bullshit, when you know it's bullshit, and all you're going to do is speak out about it. You know, if everyone just had this epiphany, oh my God, I see what I am now. We could literally change the world in a day. In a fucking day, we could do it, folks. Just believe in yourself. It's so simple that people can't see the forest for the trees. But anyway, how are we off the time, girls? 10 more minutes. Huh? Yeah, then I'm going to ask some questions. But can you see what an important time this is in history? Can you see what an opportunity this is for people to really discover themselves? I mean, a lot of people, there was a lot of solitude through the whole COVID scamdemic. People isolated, people had to believe in themselves. And I've often said one of the most positive things you can do at the moment, because this system's coming down, it's absolutely coming down. They're going to crash it around us, which could happen like at any moment. You know, we might even be able to get out of the car park or anything. I'm telling you folks, it's desperate. I mean, anyway. It's coming down really quickly. They're going to crash the US economy. They're milking all of the European economy, all of Western economies into Ukraine, filtering it back to the politicians and all the criminals in the world.
They will blame artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah, they'll say that's fucked up. It's evil Russia as well as Putin. You know, Putin.
It's always Russia.
Artificial intelligence.
It's crazy. You know, Putin's a player. Putin's part. Putin could have gone into Donbass and saved all those people 8-9 years ago. He didn't. Why? He went in exactly when they needed him to. And you go to Russia, and there's chemtrails, and there's a smart grid. It's the same thing, you know. There is no good politician. Trump is definitely not going to save the world, folks.
Right.
Okay, I hope you've all figured that out by now. Fucking Trump, incredible. He's you know, like, he was only in for 4 years, and then he's managed to distract the world for almost 8 years now.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible. And if he gets back in, it's going to be 16 years, this guy. He's their Trump card, you know. And Biden, whatever that thing is that's pretending to be Biden, that thing in the mask, let me sniff your child's hair here. What have we become? And people just go, oh, he's the greatest president ever. It's fucking unreal. It's unreal, the situation that we're in. It's become a clown show. And the election, I've got to mention this, the election was in Croatia last month. They had the presidential election. And they normally have it on the weekend, but this year they had it on April 17th. Wednesday, April 17th, which is International Circus Day.
No way.
Yeah, they're putting it in your face at this stage. They're just freaking laughing at you, you know? And we're going to eat bugs and mealworms and maggots, and we'll tell them growing food's going to cause everyone to starve. And they'll buy it. They'll believe it. They'll just do it. That's how ridiculous the world's gotten. So, yeah, it's got to crash. It's got to collapse. There's no real way I can see to stop this happening. So one of the most important things all you people should do is get back in touch with your life skills. This is something that I said back in my first film in 2008, is that one of the most significant things that's happened in the last 100 years is a complete loss of life skills. Nobody knows how to grow food anymore. You know, people need to watch a video on how to plant a seed.
Oh my God.
It's mind-boggling. There's kids in the United States that finish college and want to get a job in a hardware store, and they got to watch an instruction video on how to operate a tape measure. I'm not kidding.
They know the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah, but they know all the Kardashians' names. They know the history of U2 and, you know, whatever, you know. It's incredible. Why do you think bands like U2 get a knife wound? A knighthood. He needs a knighthood, doesn't he? But anyway, I won't even go there.
Yeah.
A knighthood, because they've managed to distract an entire generation who are out there collecting U2 paraphernalia thinking it fucking meant something.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. You know, it's just distracting. It's like all the secret Freemason signs you see through number 33, the triangles or this and that. You get conspiracy theorists out there, a lot of them are quite knowledgeable, And I'll say, well, these are secret signs that they put there, and this is magic they use to control you. The double arches of McDonald represent ISIS and blah, blah, blah. You know how the magic actually works? It is magic. And you know how it works? It keeps you looking for the symbols and looking for the numbers and looking for the signs, so you're not paying attention to the fact that your government is killing you.
Yeah.
Okay? And the world is continuing down the same pathway, the same agenda, and you're looking for all the secret symbols. And at the end of 50 years of life, of looking at all these symbols, you might be intelligent enough and knowledgeable enough about the symbols that you can write a book on what they all mean. But that was 50 years of your life you gave away to looking at these symbols. You didn't deal with good and evil. You didn't deal with consciousness. You didn't deal with yourself. You know, you didn't really achieve anything. Because we're at a unique opportunity in history where we could actually establish freedom for humankind, or return to the freedom that we used to have. And you can tell we did. Look at the archaeological magnificence that you find in Europe, all over the place. What some of the independent media is referring to as the Tartarian buildings. Some of this stuff is absolutely incredible. And if we weren't connected consciously, if we had to work for an hourly rate, we never would have built any of this stuff. People who have to work at an hourly rate aren't going to go and build a pyramid as a tomb for a king. It's not going to work. They're not going to build all this incredibly elaborate, ornate architecture through Europe. Now, they all knew back then that beauty is actually, it has a function. When you're in beautiful surroundings, it creates beautiful energy. You become more creative. You're able to express yourself more. You know, art can be real art. And the ancient civilizations that we had were art. They were artistic because we were artistic. You know, all this stuff's been taken from us. You know, it's so important that we get back in touch with what we're supposed to be, folks. It really is. You know, and like I said, with the comedy horror movie, that has been the last 5 years. If people can't see it now, can't see the fact that the world is run by criminals, I mean, the internet's been there for 30 years. That's why I don't have to come and do a slideshow. I mean, you know what the fuck's going on, or you wouldn't be here, you know? It's ridiculous. It's got to the point, if you've got to try to teach people what's going on, well, they've already lost, and we don't need them. What we need is for us to connect with what we are. We are so powerful. We can create anything. Now, any good thing that exists on Earth that was created by the hand of man, and any bad thing that was created on Earth by the hand of man, ultimately all came from an idea, a spark of an idea, in the mind of a single individual. Became what everybody else did, and suddenly we've got all this stuff. We all have the opportunity to do that. We all have the ability to do that, to just say the right thing to the right person and change the world. It'll just ripple out, because that's the way it does. That's the way everything did. Everything that we created, all the good and the bad, that's actually how it started, and how it all went about. And we all have the ability to do that. The only reason we don't is because we sell ourselves short. We don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe that, you know, we could create this world to be anything we want it to be. There's no limit to what it could be. The only thing that is impossible is that which the collective consciousness believes is impossible. And we create that impossibility by our belief system. That's why I always say belief is the enemy of knowledge. I don't believe anything. I know certain things, but I don't believe anything, and I'm totally open to change on anything I think I might believe for a little while. So yeah, but we've sold ourselves short, folks. But this has been incredible this last 5 years, really. It's been a gift. With all the bad shit, it's been a gift, because now you can see it. How could you possibly have any faith in the system anymore? And how can you not see that the way to change is to change yourself? Not going to get anybody you can vote in or vote out or any type of new movement and try to convince people to come along with it. No, just be the best version of yourself that you can. Always believe in yourself. Always believe in your heart. I finish every radio show, every video, everything I've ever done, I finish with the words, in Lakesh. I am another yourself. We are each other. Simply here to experience this experience and see what we can do with it. But ultimately, you can really think of it as a form of soul purification. We're here to grow our souls. We're here to choose between good and evil. And we've reached that point now where you've got to make that choice between good and evil. Which way are you going to go? You going to go into this smart grid? Personally, I'm not. And I have no fear of death or anything. And if you're going to come and kill me because I won't go down that way, well, fine, that's the way it's going to be. But I'm just going to do what I do. I mean, I've always believed it's a lot easier to get forgiveness than permission. So I've never asked permission to do anything. And I've never complied with the system at all. Now, all that I've got to connect me to the system is a driver's license, which is now expired, and a passport, so I've got freedom of travel. That's it. I never filled in a tax file. I never participated in the system at all. When I left school, I saw it was all bullshit. I got kicked out of four high schools by the time I was in my third year of high school. And I never looked back. I became a musician and just lived on the outside of society. I spent my life investigating ancient ruins and travelling around the world and doing all sort of stuff. So, yeah, and it's really interesting because all the weird shit that I did in my life, I never really knew why I was doing it, why I was collecting all these life skills. But then I ended up stepping onto this path and I realised why I had every skill that I ever had in my life. It all works for what I'm doing now. And as soon as I stepped onto this path, it all just unfolded and went exactly the way it's supposed to be. And I personally would suggest that this exam is an exam we've run over and over and over again. It's just cyclic, the whole thing. You know, what do you think deja vu might be about? That feeling that you've been here before, possibly because you have actually been here living this very same life before. Now, I used to get deja vus all the time. They're kind of reminders that you're still here, you're still doing it, you're still caught in the loop. Since I stepped onto the path that I'm on now, I lost all stake in the outcome of everything. I had to lose everything I owned, which was a blessing to me. And when I really think about it, it was an absolute blessing. I lost a lifetime's collection of music and all my instruments and so much stuff I lost. And I almost had a nervous breakdown when it all happened. I lost my wife. I mean, everything, my whole world collapsed. But also it kind of leapfrogged over itself and landed in my face. I had two choices. I was living in a homeless shelter. I thought, okay, I can either commit suicide or I can climb back up again and see where it leads. Because really, there's only one way to go from here.
Right.
That's up, you know. And as soon as I stepped onto this path, and I had this meditation one day, and I realized it's an emotional mirror. It's all energetic universe. We're having a conversation. There's an electric, energetic conversation going on 24 hours a day between you and reality, but you're not listening. Because you've forgotten the language, because you're not taught that this language even exists. That's why they closed your pineal gland, why they did all the stuff they do, why they throw bombard you with mind control to keep you from ever believing in yourself and discovering yourself. I had this epiphany during a meditation. I fell out of my chair onto my knees and I cried for 7.5 hours. I went, wow, I've got this new understanding of how the world works. So I started living my life that way. And I thought, okay, what's a good way to get this information out to people? It would be good to be a radio host. And I said, well, how do I become a radio host? I don't know anything about radio. I didn't even know about internet radio. I only just discovered YouTube at the time. But I just put myself out, what would it feel like to be a radio host? So I didn't change anything in my life. I just put myself in that energetic state. Okay, I'm a radio host. This is what it feels like to be a radio host and to be talking to people and having thousands of people listen. And within 6 weeks, I was offered a job as a radio host. And I did nothing to get that job. I've said to people, if you're lonely and you are looking for your perfect partner, put yourself, you know, what would it feel like if that perfect partner was already in your life? What would it feel like? How would you feel to be that completion that you have? And besides, apart from that, if you don't feel complete in yourself now, then why are you even thinking anyone would be interested in you? I mean, maybe you should look to a little bit there first. But once you've done that work and you're happy with who you are, because who you are is who you're supposed to be, no matter how imperfect you think you are, you're supposed to be that way and experience the world from that perspective. Clue number one is that you exist. Obviously, you need to be here with what you perceive those flaws to be in order to experience life from that perspective, and that perspective is negative. You wouldn't exist. So just be comfortable in who you are, love yourself, and imagine what you would feel like if that perfect partner is in your life. And bang. That perfect partner always walks into their life. That's the way it works. It's a mirror. It's an emotional mirror, folks. It really is, you know. That's the key to it all. So, you know, we are so powerful. That's why people who listen to my shows and listen to all this stuff and listen to all this spiritual stuff and, you know, go do meditations and all sorts of things, if it's all about me, 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 you're missing the point, because there's only really one self. And all of that stuff that you learn in meditation, you've got to apply it to the 3D world that you live in. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Because, oh, if I meditate, I can change the world. Well, only if you apply it to the 3D world that you live in. You exist in 3D. It could be a clue there. Perhaps you're supposed to participate, you know? And it's our lack of participation in even these basic knowledges about ourselves, which has caused this whole situation. So you can blame the government. You can blame Fauci. You can blame Pfizer. You can blame all of them. No, it's us. It's us, and it's always been us. You can't blame us because we've been programmed to do this. We've been led down this path of self-worthlessness. At what point do we say enough is enough?
This is better than questions and answers.
We don't want your opinion either, thank you. Stop interrupting. But you know, I forgot even what I was saying now. But you get the drift, folks. We got this. Step up to the plate and we got this. This is such an opportunistic time in history. It really is. Like all the shit they've done, they've exposed themselves fully. Unless you're a fucking idiot, you've got to be able to see what's going on. Sorry for swearing, but I'm an Australian. It's just what we do.
Yeah. Right? Fucking
it gets enormously frustrating to see the potential that we've got, to have applied myself to these understandings myself, to have changed my life so easily and so simply without actually lifting a finger to do it, simply by changing the energetic state I'm in and being aware of the conversation I'm having with reality every day.
Yes.
I've changed my whole world. And through my radio shows and my videos and all the stuff I've done and the talks that I go around and do, so many people go, oh my God, while you were talking, it's epiphany, I can see it now. And it changes them, and then they go home and they change their world and their family's world, and it's just this ripple that happens. And that's what this is, folks. That's what this time is. That's why I didn't worry about presentations and shit. I mean, God, you know what's going on. Maybe you just need encouragement. Maybe you just need to meet me and say that I'm actually real, I'm not a CGI generated, whatever. And the guy that you see on the videos, this is just me, that's who I am.
Yeah.
I don't put any airs to do that. That's the whole point. It's like I said before, I'm a social misfit. I didn't even finish the third grade of high school. Okay, I'm a complete fuck up. I smoked weed for years. I mean, I've just done all the bad shit. Toured around on the outside of society, all this sort of stuff. You don't have to be somebody to be special, to think you're special, to make a difference to the world. I've reached millions of people, millions upon millions of people, through my YouTube channel, through all the videos that I've done. The fact that I'm banned like everywhere. But I want people hearing this. You know, I don't sell anything. I don't have anything invested in anything. I don't have any niche that I put myself in. I don't just talk about ancient history. I talk about politics. I talk about this. I talk about that. I talk about Gaza. It's about us. It's about you. It's about this whole collective that we are and where this could go. And we've reached an incredible time. We've reached a moment in history where we've literally been given the choice between good and evil. And all you've got to do is stand up and believe in yourself, and be that shining light. You'll be surprised at the people you can reach around you simply by being authentic and simply by being in integrity. Integrity is the highest spiritual vibration you can have. It even beats love, you know, integrity, you know. If you can be that, if you can be the change, you know? And I something that I often ask of these talks and a question I encourage people to ask of themselves is, what sort of a person are you? Are you the type of friend to the people that you know and to others? Are you the type of friend that you would want to have as a friend? Not am I a good person? Am I beautiful? Am I spiritual? Am I helpful? Am I this? No, if you were really seriously fucked up and you needed someone to turn to and to depend on, could it be you? Would that be anybody in this room? If they really needed you, could you be that friend to them? Could you be that friend to anybody that you know? Are you that person? Because that's what makes a difference. And if you are that person, and everyone was that person, like I said, we changed the world in a day. Everyone thinking there's this big thing we've got to do, there's this revolution we've got to stage, there's all this stuff we've got to do. No, we've got to change what's in here. Because once you do that, everything else changes around it. That's the key to the whole thing, folks. That's the key to the whole thing. So I'm going to leave it there for now. I'll open up to some questions. Thanks for listening. I hope that made sense. It can be a little discombobulated. I never know where I'm going when I start these talks. It's every single talk I've done here in the last nine talks, have all been completely different talks. I just never know where I'm going. So
perfect.
I hope that all made sense. Well, that's me. I'm perfect. You know? I'm always right. I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken. Any questions, folks?
What is with the group Midnight Oil? In Australia,
they're
good. What's happened with them?
Well, the lead singer, all those great social statement songs, they were all written by the drummer, by the way.
That's a
And the lead singer who was singing all those great words you wanted to hear joined politics and totally sold us out and got his lifelong pension. And that's what happened to Midnight Oil. Yeah. Fuck Peter Garrett.
Yeah.
His project killed people, remember? With the bats, the buttons, the insulation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the, yeah, he was pushing. He pushes the agenda. He totally pushes the agenda.
They killed Frank Zappa,
too. Oh, of course they did.
Yeah.
They wanted Frank Zappa to run for president. If Frank Zappa was still around now, he'd be having a field day with all this shit. But any questions, folks? Questions.
Hi, Max. Thank you so much for coming here. It's even nicer to see in person than on the small screen.
I'm actually not here. It's a 3D projection. There's lasers actually he's put up here. Very deceptive.
I just wanted to ask you, I know the next week is the premiere of the Old World Order, right? The Steve Peter Pepper, and I saw you're going to also be in the movie. I just want to ask you, how was it? Collaborating with Sean, because Sean is a buddy of mine, so I'm just
going to ask you. I have no idea, actually, what it was like. He just asked me, can you be in the movie? And I said, sure. And then the next thing I know, I got a trailer for the movie.
Okay.
So I know I'm involved, or I'm not involved, but I know I'm in the movie. A lot of good people are, and I have no idea what it's about, and I have no idea. I've never actually met Sean. I did get that email asking if he could use some of my stuff in the film. I'm sure it'd be great, though. I mean, he's done some other good stuff. He's done some good stuff. And there's a huge awakening happening. All of this stuff helps. It's all good. So, yeah. But, yeah, sorry, I can't answer that. I'm sure he's a great guy. Say hi to him for me if you know him. And say thanks for including me. I'm looking forward to watching it. Interesting to see how he's sabotaged me. What he's done is he's setting me up. I'm just joking. Who's got another question? There's one at the back here, the beautiful woman at the back.
Thank you. I also would say my dad is a great source. And actually thought I wouldn't be able to make it, and I'm really happy that I made it on time to listen to you. I wanted to know, what's your take on devolution?
My take on?
On devolution.
What's she saying, evolution? Devolution?
Because I have some kind of perspective.
Yeah, they are.
Less and less fortunate, they are more and more like the lost sheep, and it's just much easier to be powerless and not do anything for being the best person around you, because it's just everything.
Yeah, they are. How do we beat it? Well, we got to step outside of the system as much as you can. That's the only way to beat it. I mean, throw away your cell phone, stop watching television, stop eating the food. They say there's nothing edible in the supermarket.
Like,
they're putting poison in everything. They're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning everything. Even if you're growing organic food, the chemtrail rain's raining down on your food. I mean, you've got to get away from the system as much as possible. That's why I'm in Mexico. You know, I mean, the government's doing terrible things all around the world, at least in Mexico. If the government gets too bad, the people kill them. I can identify with that logic, you know. I mean, but yeah, we're devolving. And a lot of it is through the cell phones. People are scared to talk to each other anymore.
Yep.
And they're making themselves into these ultra versions of themselves, presenting the avatar that is me, even all the social filters on, you know, all the filters on TikTok. So, see, I'm a young, beautiful woman when you're not. You're like 50 years old and wrinkled or whatever. You know, and no, I know, like, I look like a young 23-year-old. So people are presenting a really false version of themselves online, and then they've got to live up to that when they meet people, so they're becoming actually more distant from people. Even though we've got all this massive connection through the internet, we've become far more distant on a human level. You know, like I said, kids texting each other from across the room. It's ridiculous. And we create this false version of ourselves, and people are losing their life and communication skills because they're not communicating face-to-face with people anymore. It's all done online, you know. So we are being devolved through the fluoride, through the food, through everything, through the education system. Like Frank said, it's the education system trains you to be a functional ignoramus. That's what it's for. It wants you to just be a functional little cog in a big machine, but don't think outside the box. Don't think for yourself. just regurgitate what's in this book, written by someone who never investigated what he's writing, who just read the writings of someone else who never investigated what they were writing, but just believed what he was told by some teacher somewhere. You know, so, of course. And people have forgotten all these higher languages. They've forgotten even the language of feeling and emotion. They've forgotten that they're literally having an electromagnetic conversation every minute of every day. Of course. And you talk about this sort of stuff, it's just fairies in the garden, you're on drugs, you're a tripper, a new age, you know. The new age movement itself is disgraceful, disgusting. Led people away from source, you know, brought them into a little bubble of spiritual narcissism. Me, it's about my meditation. Where attention goes, energy flows. I don't want to look at the shadow because that brings me down. You know, you're creating the shadow by acknowledging its existence. No, you're creating the shadow by refusing to acknowledge its existence. Because if you shine light on the shadow, the shadow disappears. Most people in that new age state, who think, I don't want to look at the darkness because of the way it makes me feel, I'm all love and light, I'm all positive energy. No, you're living in a state of absolute and utter fear of ever looking at the shadow. You won't do your shadow work. So you're in exactly the opposite vibration of what you're saying you read. You know, because if we cast light on the shadow, it flees. You know, you can take a tiny little bit of light into a dark room and it shows you the whole room. How much darkness can you bring into the light? What does it do to affect the light? It doesn't do anything. You know, so if we were to admit the shadow in ourselves and turn and face this, it'd heal it. You know, the world's run by criminals. It's run by a multinational, multi-generational criminal cabal disguised as a series of nations and governments, and it exists because we believe authority is real. So, you know, we tell people that, and you're the problem, we're the problem, because we have this division with each other. If we were to unite and cooperate with each other in Lakesh, we change the world in a day. It's really that simple. But no one wants to do that. You've never got to deal with that ugly woman next door who plays the music too loud and wears those fashions that I don't like. No, I wouldn't do that. But I'll be all spiritual here in my own little bubble of narcissism. It's crazy. You know, that's why we're evolving. What would you like to say, Don?
To ban the chemtrails in Mexico, what did they do?
Well, they admitted that they existed, and the government of Mexico said no spraying over our country. You know, we're not signed on any treaties, any geoengineering shit. That may all change soon because we've got a new president coming in this year. The favourite is a lady called Deborah Sheinbaum. So you can imagine where that's going. She sounds very Mexican, doesn't she? You know? And we all know about the people with small hats that are doing all this sort of stuff. We all know about the people with small hats who are bringing the migrants into Europe and all of this sort of stuff. The Kalergi's being, we know what's going on. The world's being depopulated. And like I said, two genocides in one, what's going on in Ukraine? It's going to save so much more about Ukraine. I mean, but anyway, I get totally sidetracked in all this stuff. I'm trying to make it up as I go along. So. But yeah,
the government actually said,
they admit that they do it anyway. They admit that they'll put newspaper articles that say, yes, we're cloud seeding today. And then it'll flood and they say, oh, we can't control the weather. We don't do any geoengineering. You're a conspiracy theorist. That'll be in the next Sunday paper. And the people just go, oh, so you're a conspiracy theorist. They forget what was in the paper the week before. You know, and they said they were going to do it. So, yeah, you know. What can I say? Like I said, there's a lot of really stupid people in the world. And that's the problem. That's really one of the biggest problems that we face. The stupid people and the brick wall of stupidity, which is the police force, which stands between us and holding these politicians to account. So I think things like people's mandates. Imagine if you did write out a people's mandate and we said we want you to like take all steps to not ever sign us up to the WHO and get like the 80% of stupid people in the country who think the system's real. Sign this petition. See, we're using their laws and their guidelines and their system to show them that we want you to work for us now. And when they refuse to do it, all these 80% of people, you're going to have like maybe a third of them wake up and go, holy shit, you mean they're not going to do it? You mean it's a dictatorship? Yes, it's a dictatorship. You've got a functional, rotational dictatorship where you get to vote for one side of the coin every few years to give you the illusion of choice. You know, it's about time we woke up to ourselves. But I see all this as an opportunity to do that. So, I mean, I reckon it's been great the last 5 years. It's just like red-pilled the world to an incredible degree.
Yes.
You know, up the back there.
Well, first of all, sometimes thank you. I don't have to say you, but since Bobby Kennedy can impress me quite a bit in certain occasions, and then I have to thank you myself.
There's no way, yeah. Bobby Kennedy's totally supporting Israeli genocide of Gaza. It's he fell far from the tree. You know, there is no political remedy to this. There is nobody you can vote in or vote out. The remedy is in here. Like I said, if we change what's in our heart, the world will change. But it's got to come from us. There is no one you can vote in or out. The system is fiction. Just your belief in the system is what creates it.
Yes. Thank you, Max, for your presentation and your work. And your this. I want to ask you a personal question. Do you believe in something called destiny in terms of cycles, you know, like universal laws and in terms of some predetermination? You know, or do you believe more in the chaos and everything that's possible?
I think, I mean, we're in a situation of kind of destiny because we've been controlled to make that happen and to keep repeating these cycles. But ultimately, it's a world of chaos. It's a universe of chaos. It's a universe of energetic chaos. And like I said earlier, nothing is impossible. It's only people's belief that that is impossible, which is what makes it impossible. You know, so it's kind of both. You know, we've been caught in this loop somehow. We're going through these reincarnation cycles. We just keep repeating the same mistakes. There's this energetic harvest going on, this soul harvest going on. But that's all coming from a chaotic universe, a universe of pure energy where anything is possible. So, you know, it's kind of both. And every time we have one of these resets where suddenly the whole system's laid bare like this, this gives us an opportunity to go back into the chaos and to create whatever we want. You know, and like I said, I mean, I think if enough people wake up to this, we got it. And a lot of the people who didn't wake up for it, well, they took the jab, they're dying out. As much as I love people, hey, sorry, but you know, it was your choice to be so stupid to do that. And frankly, we prefer you not to be here so that we can actually do this and get on with things and create the world that we want. You know, perhaps they came here simply to do that. Perhaps this is why you think of everybody being a thought in the mind of God. How would you purify that? If you've got some baggage, how would you purify it? To purify yourself, to get the collective human spirit closer to the divine. Give it the choice, you know? Yeah, well, the thing is, like, it'd be nice to know all that, but we got a problem at the moment that we need to deal with. And if we deal with that problem and we can get all these pollutants out of our environment, open up the Nile again, get access to the water in our body. Think about all the water or the spring water. It contains memory. Water has memory. Everything that ever happened in the human experience is contained within the water. Water is like the RAM drive of the earth.
Yeah.
If we can get ourselves free, I mean, I can look at all that stuff, but all I can do is speculate. I can tell you what I think history was, or I can suggest it might have been, all sorts of stuff, but I can't prove any of it. But if we collectively become this enamored species and these people who are connected and coordinated and respectful of each other, get rid of this system, get all the toxins out of our environment, open ourselves up again, the truth will become self-evident. It's all in the water. It's all in the energy. It's all there. You know, by even speculating about it, I mean, I get into these discussions with people, it's like arguing over different ideas. We sit there for 2 or 3 days throwing ideas back at each other, and that's 2 or 3 days of smart system rolling out and the government still doing what it's doing. That's the way I look at it. Well, I've been a researcher for a long, long time, since I was a kid, since I was 8 years old. And I finally realised that it doesn't matter. What matters is right here, right now. We're locked in the past, we're locked in the future. You want to know answers to questions that we'll never know until we open ourselves back up again. Yep. So let's focus on that. Yeah. It's like I'm saying, the truth movement shouldn't even be the truth movement, it should be the freedom movement. Yeah. The freedom to discover what the truth is. Yeah. You know, and that's not going to come until we open ourselves up energetically, physically, spiritually, healthily. So many ways. There's so much done to lock us into this. You know, the fluoride in the water, calcifying our pineal, the closing down of our hearts, the poison in our food, poisons in the water, the brainwashing on the TV. History books upon history books upon history books, none of which we know are true. You know, all we can know is, I mean, I've gone around, I've seen so many places, and like I said, all I know to be true is the fact that what they're telling me isn't it. Okay? So, and I've really looked at it and I thought, well, I want to go down these rabbit holes and find these answers, but again, that's just my own ego. And I've often questioned, you know, you come here and you ask a teacher about this, and they say, go do your research. They don't tell you to go search for the answer, they tell you to do your research. And research and repeat and repeat and repeat until you remember that all the answers are in yourself. They're all in everything around you. They're all in the water. They're all in the energy. The only reason you can't access that is because you're completely closed off, which is what this system is designed to do. We got an opportunity to fix that. I realized that I don't need to find out the answers to these things. I need to find out the answer to myself. As soon as I do that, then all the truth becomes self-evident. You know?
What's your opinion on reincarnation and how to get out of this?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, I think you've got to change your life path, change the path that you're on. Like I said, since I stepped onto the path that I'm on now, I haven't had a deja vu in 17 or 18 years. I think I've found my true path. And your true path really is to realize your connection to everybody and everything else, to realize there's this electrical conversation, this is an electrical universe. Oh, this is a projection. And you're really only here to choose between good and evil and grow your own soul. And everybody is on their own path. Even when you've got a partner or whatever and you get depressed because they leave and blah, 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 that's their path. That's your path. Doesn't matter. All the stuff that made you feel terrible when that happened, how does it feel now? Doesn't mean shit. You know? It's just all part of the experience. I've had a terrible life, folks. I had a horrible, horrible childhood. I had dreadful things happen to me that I would never wish on anybody. Amen. But I look back at it. And I'm thankful for it all because all of it made me who I am today.
That's right.
And I'm pretty happy with who I am today. Yeah. And I can identify and have empathy with most people in most situations. I've been an abused child. I've lived in a gutter. I've lived in a storm drain. And I've dined with royalty. You know, I've been rich. I've been poor. And I've been every spectrum in between. You know, I've had a child. I've done so much stuff. So I can empathize with just about everybody. And, you know, that's why in most of the shows that I've done and most of the stuff that I've done over the years, it's been to encourage people to ask questions. Ask questions. Discover yourself. Because I'm a firm believer that truth cannot be told. Real truth cannot be told. You can't tell people the truth. They won't believe you. They will argue with you. Real truth must be realized. So you've got to encourage people to ask the right questions and then the real truth will reveal itself to them. That's the way it works. That's the way it works for me. If people can't see it, that's their own cognitive dissonance. I mean, it gets pretty hard for some people. 40, 50 years old, you've gone through life, you go, oh my God, every day I've been living is a lie. And fuck that, turn the TV back on.
You
know? They can't handle it, you know? Yeah. I can understand that. See, when you see the Matrix, there's some people have gone too far, we don't wake them up. You know? All you can do is show people there's a door here you can walk through, but it's your choice as to whether you do walk through. But hey, I'm doing it, and don't mess with my path. I'm on your path, and really, you can't mess with my path anyway, because it's my path. I went and had one of those aura readings that they do here. Did you see that place up there? And the lady looked at me. She said, "Well, your aura is completely solid. Your chakras are all wide open. A little bit of disarray going on. Your heart chakra is over here. Your throat chakra is over here." I'm like, "Yeah, well, my cat got poisoned the other day, and they're genociding Gaza. So I guess my heart and my throat have been saying some pretty angry shit lately." You know, but she said, but you have no stress. You have absolutely no stress in your whole reading. Like, you just relieve your stress straight away. I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, I do. I do because I have no stake in the outcome of any of this. If the human race destroys itself, hey, I won't be here for long. It doesn't matter. If the human race destroys itself, hey, you know, it doesn't matter. I suggested other things. I thought there's a better way we can go, folks. If they don't do it, well, what do I care? You know, I didn't create this experiment. I'm just here to experience this experiment. But I will come through with my soul intact because I know the only reason I really came here was to die. That's the one thing that's a given. No matter what I want to do in my life, that's what I'm going to do at the end of it. I'm going to die. I'm going to leave here. Like Jim Morrison said, no one here gets out alive. It's the energetic state I'm in. What I did while I was here, how did I improve the world by my presence in it? What breadcrumbs did I leave behind should I have to come back again? You know, so there's a lot to it, but ultimately it's my path. My path is really all I'm concerned about. The only reason I even come and do these talks is because I love people. I just love the energy of this place. I can see what we're capable of and how much beauty and how much connection we can actually create if people would just believe in themselves. And it's so easy to do. It's so easy to do. Of course, same thing. You know, when I did these talks back in 2008, 2010, sometimes I do a radio show and I go, wow, that's the best radio show I've ever done. this radio show is going to change the world. Didn't quite happen here, you know. But hey, we do it. We try. We do what we can. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
I made it.
It's like a somatic.
Yeah.
You know, we create these things ourselves. Hey, you know, was it in the chemtrails and the GM food and the EM weapons that they're bombarding you with, and just all this bullshit coming on the TV. When I was in Australia, there was one day there where I thought, oh, you know, I should just go and have the jab and get it done with. And I thought, where the fuck did that thought come from? How did that pop into my head? Who put that there? Right? And then I read the paper the next day, and there'd been a huge uptake in COVID vaccines that day before. Oh, wow. Hundreds of people had just gone in to have their jab that day than they ever did before. And I went, electromagnetic bullshit, brother. Yeah. Your body is a self-healing mechanism. It's capable of incredible things. You know? They've never established any of this sort of stuff. It's, you're just having a detox, having a flu is just a detox. That's all it is. It's a detox. And what they've done with this, Jed, not only have they changed the antenna, they've removed people's ability to detox. When it first happened, we said, there's going to be people with pre-morbidities, or maybe you've got multiple sclerosis, or dermatitis, or you've got a heart condition, or you've got liver problems, or whatever. You're going to find that you've got this jab, your body's not going to be able to repair that anymore, and you're going to die of all these what appear to be unrelated things. But they're not. They're all related to the fact that your body can no longer repair itself, because that's what the jab was for. You know, these aren't side effects, and these aren't sudden adult death syndrome and all this shit. This is people being given a substance which has changed their basic biology and changed their body's ability to heal itself. And there were certain different jabs, different batches given to different people, you know. You find actually, folks, we did the, there was a study that came out the other day, in case you wonder who did all this, not wanting to point fingers at people who wear small hats or anything, but they found that these ACE2 receptors in your body, which produce the spike protein, this jab, the uptake to your ACE2 receptors in white Caucasians is 56% uptake. In white Caucasians from Africa, it's 56% uptake. In black people, it's 36% uptake. In Asian people, it's 10%. In Amish people and Ashkenazi Jews, it's 0% uptake. Okay? Why the Amish people? Because they don't do any of this shit. They live outside the system. They don't do any of the stuff that we do. They're not bombarded by Wi-Fi. They're not, your immune systems aren't shot to pieces. They're not eating stuff from the supermarket in the pretense of it being food, you know? So we've got to get back in touch with humanity, folks, back in touch with our life skills and back in touch with us. But yeah, and like I said, this is an opportunity for us to do it. So let's step up to the plate. But look, I think that's all, folks. That's about all I've got to say. Thank you for coming. Thank you to those who stuck around. And thank you to Sam. Thank you to Sam for making all this happen. And again, thank you to the girls for all the stuff I've done. If you want support them as a teacher or a donation, that would be great. Thank you, brother.
Great job, Max. One more time. Give it to Max Sidney.